They were also apparent efforts to keep their monuments, in, especially some of them, in good repair. This one has been surrounded by scaffolding and has ladders. Apparently some Buddhist monks spend their time trying, are now spending their time trying to repair them and get them in a good state of repair. And this is a closer view or a better view of the work that they're doing. And another view. While we were visiting Thailand, when we first arrived, one of the first things that we read in the literature was that Buddhist monks are very highly respected, and that amongst other things they said that the feet are considered the lowest part of your body, the heads are the highest part of the soul, so you should never, for example, point your feet toward a, when you're sitting in a temple, you should never have your feet pointed toward the Buddha, they should always be pointed to the rear. And different things. And one of the things they said is that a woman should never touch a Buddhist monk because they're celibate and for other unknown reasons. And they also said that like 95% of all of Thailand is Buddhist, and virtually all males sometime between the age of 16 and 21 become Buddhist monks for a period of 3 months, and that's considered part of growing up, and everyone does it. Some of them stay monks longer, some of them just stay the minimal 3 months. But anyway, when we were walking through this one particular area where there were a lot of ruins, we saw these 6 young Buddhist monks, and we thought, gee, we'd like their picture, but of course, you know, we were afraid to take their picture. However, one of them had a little, what looked like a Kodak Instamatic, and then he said, here, please take our picture. And so I took a picture of them, and me and Turt also took a picture of Barbara with them. One funny story that came up is that, apparently in trying to get closer together, the one with the closely shaved hair put his arm around Barbara, but she read all this about never touching a Buddhist monk, and she went, oh! And they all laughed, and he quickly put his arm down, and then I took the picture. But from our point of view, it seems like these were just a bunch of high school kids who had perhaps just graduated from high school and were out spending their 3 months as Buddhist monks looking at different temples. One of the things interesting about their Buddhist monks is that they're not allowed to ever carry money, and they don't ever eat afternoon. So in the morning what they do is they go around and collect food, and they only eat those offerings which are given to them. And apparently the people manage to provide for them, but it gives them a different sight to have spent 3 months living off the offerings of other people. And so perhaps later on, when they're well-off businessmen and a monk comes asking for food, they'll be highly inclined to give it to him because they can remember what it was like during their 3 months when they had to depend on just the food that was given to them. They never carry any money, and they only own the clothes that they wear. Okay, this next slide is again of the Buddhist monks around the wall that's been overgrown with a tree. And if you were on the far side of that tree, you would see the Buddhist carven head or the statue head grown amongst the ruins. So apparently what happened is you had a Buddhist image in front of this wall, but the tree overgrew the wall and apparently overgrew the body of the Buddhist, but kept pushing the head outward so that it was never quite covered over, and looked like eventually that it was just part of the roots. But you know that that tree is eventually going to tear down that wall, but the Thai, being Buddhists, are perhaps of an inclination of live and let live, and so if a tree starts growing in a wall, well, they'll be more hesitant to rip it out. Also in this area, there were some buildings and things in relatively good repair. This was a tower that was in quite good repair, and there were some other ruins around it. These ruins, according to our surmise, this particular section, would have been where Buddhist monks lived. There were a great many cubicles with roughly two windows on each side and access to, and one door into them. And so from our Korean experiences, that seems like the sort of place that a monk would live. They would also have, in this particular area, rows of the conical-shaped monuments. While we were visiting this city, we saw one particular Buddha who was quite massive, and black Buddha, and he was really impressive. And around him, there was a picture of how it was when they first found him, or when they first started to build the temple around him. And you can see that he was exposed to the sky, and everything about his temple had been pretty much beaten down. While we were in this area, I think on the return trip, we took the train about halfway back, and there we stopped off at a city which was the Queen's Summer Palace or something like that. And I don't think we ever saw the Queen's Summer Palace, but we did see a lot of Thai life as we were walking around. And one of them was to see this old farmer walking his water buffalo home, we presume, after a hard day's work. Oh, one further comment about that fly. If you'll notice, he is wearing a sarong, which is a large piece of cloth tied in a skirt. This is the massive Buddha that I mentioned before that we had saw. You notice that now they have him in a large building, and it's hard to get an impression of his size, but I'd say he's two or three stories tall. Probably more like three stories tall. Quite large. Also around this area, while we were walking, we saw some wild chickens. Well, I guess they weren't wild chickens. They were much wilder than the chickens you buy in the store. They look pretty skinny and tough, but probably some family lets them run wild and sort of gives them a home at night. When they get fat, or as fat as they're going to be, they have them for supper. This is the mother chicken with her young